Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, here we go, another Lenten season, when we talk about Jesus as on his way to the cross, where he will suffer and die for us. And we hear this every year and even throughout the year. And it's just because, yeah, Jesus died for me on the cross. Can it tend to get a little just like we're saying the words, but we're not really thinking about the words that we're saying? What did Jesus do for you? He died on the cross to forgive my sins. What does that mean? Well, he died on the cross to forgive my sins. Do we really think about all that he had to go through and what we have done to deserve this? He says that he died for the ungodly. Well, we're godly people. We're here in church, right? So if he died for the ungodly, that means he died for those other people who are living in sin and doing all kinds of bad things, right? What does it mean, the ungodly, anyway? I'm so glad that we're godly people, but I don't understand this part about he died for the ungodly since I'm godly. I'm a baptized child of God. Why would he have to die for? Why do I say he died for me? How many of you are not ungodly? How many of you are ungodly? What does that mean, ungodly? That means we're a bunch of sinners. That we put ourselves first. We think of the things of man rather than the things of God. It means that it doesn't bother us at all to sin because we keep on doing it. Or does it bother us? Well, we got to think about that, don't we? Does it really bother us that we continue to sin and do what is wrong? Christ died for us, so we know he died for the ungodly, so that, see, he died for those of us who keep sinning. So sin really doesn't bother us, does it? Or does it? I think it does. I think it should. Sin should bother you. Being among the ungodly, being among those who are sinners, being among those who live the way of the world. That should bother us. But what does it mean that while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly? I'm strong. Because of my faith, you're strong too. We're not weak, are we? There's the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. And normally we hear it sung, they are weak, but he is strong. But this says, well, we were still weak. So I like to say, well, we are weak, but he is strong. But yet, he died for us at the right time. What was the right time? Why was it on that day, specific day, that he died for us? Why then? Why not any other day? Because God had appointed that day from before the creation of the world. God have selected that specific day for Christ to die at the right time. And God's time is always the right time. So that's the day that God picked to die for us while we were still weak, while we were still sinners, while we were still ungodly. Christ died for us. Why would he do that? Why would the Christ die for us, the weak and the ungodly? Why would God humble himself to go through all that Jesus went through? Now, do we really think when we talk about all that Jesus went through, do we think about it's our sins that led him to do so? Do we think about that? Do we think that Jesus allowed himself to be tempted by the devil on several occasions? Do we think how much it meant for God to take on that punishment, to take on that mocking, to take on those beatings, those whippings, to take on the crown of thorns thrusted down on his head, to be mocked, to be put in a purple robe to mock him? Ah, you're a king. Yeah. Did Jesus have to do that for himself? No. He didn't have to do that for himself. Not at all. God would have been just fine if he just let us suffer. Physically wouldn't have hurt God at all. He would still be God, right? But yet, he chose to die for us. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Shows his love for us. An undeserved love. Because we are still sinners. Yet he took our sins upon himself when he suffered and died for us, for the forgiveness of our sins. You hear, sometimes you might hear a mother jump in front of her child to prevent the child, something bad happening to the child, or a soldier dying for his comrades. But Christ chose to do that for each and every one of us. He jumped in front of Satan's power of death for each and every single one of us, to save us from our sins. And he chose to do so knowing what was going on. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I know I've been laying things on a little thick today, but think about this. Because of what Jesus did and that our sins are forgiven, we who were separated from God because of that, who were not able to approach him, we are now, because of Jesus, able to come to God. We are able to pray, our Father who art in heaven. We are able to talk to him about anything. We are able to worship him because of what Jesus has done for us. And we are able also to bear witness to others about what Jesus has done for us, to show them God's love and mercy to them as he has shown to us. We have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are at peace with God. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Sufferings. We go through sufferings, but they produce endurance and character and hope. Hope that the Lord will keep his promises, which we know he will. Hope that he will return. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice that all who have died in him, they live even though they die. We rejoice knowing that God will return to take all believers to spend eternity with him. So when we hear this, that Christ went to the cross for us, think of all that means for us, especially the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. In God we hope, in God we trust. In the name of Jesus, amen.